When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They were smoking a lot in this drama, and that was something that actually like irked me. Y'all know how I feel about smoking. Do not smoke, guys. Do not smoke. Smoking is not good. Do not smoke. It has a poor rating on my drama list. I'm not sure why, but ignore that, because honestly, if I had seen the rating, I wouldn't have completed it. So I actually didn't search this drama at all while I was watching because I wanted to avoid spoilers. And I'm glad I did once again because it is so good. And something I was anxious about was the fact that I thought it would have a weak wrap up. Y'all know this. I would love a drama for the first 13 episodes and then they just ruin it at the end. But this one, even in the last episode, I was like, dang, I was reacting with my entire body. Hi guys, so just two disclaimers before we start. If it is loud in the background, I do apologize. I don't know, the cars are just being so loud this morning. And the second thing is that, what is the second thing? I don't know. So yesterday I recorded this, like what I'm about to tell you guys about. I recorded for this drama, right? And right when I was done recording, it was like 40 minutes. I click done and next thing I can't find the recording, like it disappeared, bro. I was like, are you kidding me? Because I have so much to do, but I was like, I'm gonna record so I can like start editing on time. But yeah, so that was like a hot mess. I was so pissed, like I don't even know how to explain. So the disclaimer is like, I am recording on another device because I don't want what happened yesterday to repeat itself. So if it sounds weird, then I apologize for that. I don't know how it's gonna sound, but I know that the last time I recorded on this device, it was kind of toned down a little. Yeah, I don't know if I like that or not, but if you guys can't tell the difference, then that's good. But to me, when I was editing, it just sounded really different from when I usually record on the other one. Today, I wanted to talk about a K-drama I just completed. It is a 2023 K-drama. Actually, I completed this like a week ago. Today is May 24th. So yesterday, I actually recorded May 23rd. I can't believe the recording is gone. Like what the actual heck? 40 minutes of my life wasted. Anyway, so the drama I will be talking about today is called Queenmaker. And like I said, it is a 2023 K-drama. I do intend for this to go out in June. So I want it to be the content for June. And I did tell you guys on the previous episode that I will be attempting to complete more things so I can have more than one like K content in June. So if I'm able to complete another drama, then I will put it out, I guess.
Psych!
But no promises, because like after I completed Queenmaker, to be honest, I have not started watching anything, and I completed this May 18th. So I started this drama on April 29th. I only wanted to watch it at first because it only has 11 episodes, and I was like, that's 5 less hours, and so I don't have to spend as much time and I will be able to like complete it and get content out. Like that was why I started. But then I looked at the cast and I saw that Kim Tae-hoon was in it. So then I actually decided to get into it because he is in it. Like I told you guys, I watched whatever that guy is in. And I'm glad I actually watched it because it is so good, guys. Like I said, started April 29th, completed May 18th. I totally recommend this drama. Listen to me. Like if you guys have watched dramas I have recommended in the past and you have appreciated them, or like dramas I've hyped up, if you also think the same as me, then I think you will enjoy this one. It is a political drama, but at the same time, I think it is a crime justice drama. So it's so good. And the thrill of this drama, oh my gosh, like even in episode 11, which is the last episode, I was still on my toes. Like it is so good. It is so good. A lot of people are complaining that it became cliche and not original, but I don't think that way. Okay, I think we can get started. This is not spoiler free. Like this episode will have spoilers when I do get to the parts of reading my notes. However, I will try to give a vague basic rundown, and I will read the plot synopsis and then I will get into the notes. So right after the plot synopsis, if you want to click out, that's fine. I do want everyone to watch it. That's why I'm making sure that you don't listen to the spoilers, because it's really good. Like guys, check it out. Check it out. So what is Queenmaker about? Like I said, it is not a rom-com. It is a political drama. I didn't even know that was a genre, but apparently it is. Like I said, I do consider it to be a crime justice drama. Y'all know I love those. It's gonna be the type of drama that will keep you on your toes, and like you're just gonna be rooting for the good people. It's like good versus bad in an intense way, if that makes any sense. Like everyone's just like rooting for justice to be served. I hope everyone is. So basically, Queen Maker is about a lady. She is known as the fixer of this conglomerate, and she is so smart and strategic, and she handles all the dirt for the family. Whatever bad thing that they do, she takes care of it. She makes sure to keep their hands clean, not in a literal sense, but like whatever. And they refer to her as a dog, which is so weird, but that just showed her position in the family. They were her masters and she was the dog, and she was like in charge of keeping them safe from the public and whatever. I was just like, what the hell is this? She ends up meeting this one attorney, and she decides to take on the challenge of making, or attempting to make, that attorney the mayor of Seoul. Now, this is amazing for two reasons. Number one is that one of the candidates that the woman has to go up against is actually the son-in-law of the conglomerate. So the fixer lady, she actually ends up not working for the family anymore, and now she's like going up against them. And like the family, they're so influential, like they're so wealthy. The chairwoman, she is obsessed with she wants to dominate Seoul. And like she's building this tower, and it's like, it's just so interesting. And then the second reason is like, y'all know that politics is not friendly to women at all, and so that's why it was just like so intriguing to watch. I don't want to spoil this, but just know like all the opponents were just like crazy people. Like this drama shows the dark side of politics. It's a really good drama, but it is not lightweight at all. Like I think I should give a trigger warning, actually. So trigger warning, but it deals with sexual assault, suicide, murder, manipulation, any bad thing you can think of. Anyway, the point is this has a lot of intense, heavy concepts, if that makes any sense. So don't go into it if you cannot handle it. Anyway, so the fixer lady is played by Kim Hye. This is the first time I'm seeing her, and she plays Hwang Do-yi. And the woman who is the attorney that she's trying to make the mayor of Seoul is played by, I also do not know her name, Moon So-ri. Yeah, I have seen her in quite a lot of things. She always plays the mom in a lot of things, and she plays Oh Kyung-suk. Now, something you should know about this drama is like, it is a woman-centered drama. Like, this drama is gonna make you say women. Like, yes, women. There was a time a character was like, what we want is women helping women for a better world. I was like, period. Like, all the women were vital parts of it. That's why, like, it was a chairwoman. Like, the spotlight was on every single woman. It wasn't a man's world, basically, which I so much appreciate. So, yeah, if you do love women stuff, women empowerment stuff, then check this out. That is a basic vague rundown. I'm only going to tell you those two people, because if I say anything more about the cast lineup, I'm going to spoil it because I don't want to reveal who the villain is. I was going to give this a solid 10 out of 10. But then right after watching, I read some reviews and people don't seem to like it. Like, question mark. I don't know why. Like I said, it has less than an 8.5 on my drama list. And y'all know, like, if a drama is less than 8.5 out of 10, it's not my first choice. Like, I would drop it if I started it. So I'm so glad I didn't search it up while I was watching, because they would have discouraged me from watching. The acting was A+. It was kind of similar to mine, but this one focused more on the women. Like mine, y'all remember when I recorded for that, I also told you how like all the women were just like, wow. It's the same thing for this, but this one has more women-centered focus. I feel like I'm not making any sense. Anyway, check it out if you want to. So there are three things actually that I don't vibe with in how they wrapped up this drama. Once again, it doesn't have a weak wrap-up. Like, it has a very strong ending in my opinion. However, one thing you should know is like the way they concluded, they kind of didn't conclude, but they concluded at the same time, and they kind of insinuated that there might be a season two. I don't want to spoil it by the way it ends. I will talk about it in the notes section of this episode. But yeah, so the three things I don't really vibe with, one is invalid at all. But anyway, I will get to it in the notes parts too, because I think there will be spoilers. So if I was to rate this, I would give it a solid 9 to a 9.5. It is so good, guys. The only reason I'm not giving it a 10 is because, actually, I don't know why. I think because I read people's reviews, I just want to give a benefit of the doubt. And I want that 0.5 to be like, I don't want to hype it up too much, basically. So actually, benefit of the doubt doesn't make any sense in this context. Anyway, y'all get what I'm trying to say. I hope you do. Like, this drama was so good. It was so thrilling. And I think that's what I appreciated the most. Like, guys, I was looking forward to watching this any chance I got. Like, any 15 minutes I had, I'm like, okay, let me just watch this. Like, 15 minutes of my day. It was just so good, guys. It was so good. Yeah, so I think I'm going to read the plot synopsis and then I will get into the notes. Once again, if you do not want spoilers, click out right after the plot synopsis. Actually, I think I will do the outro just to make sure, like, no one who stays doesn't want to hear spoilers, if that makes any sense. Okay, so here's the plot synopsis of Queen Maker by the Asian Wiki staff. It says, Hwang Do-yi, played by Kim Hee-ae, works as general manager for the strategic planning team at Eunsung Group. She's good at dealing with public opinion. She takes care of disturbing cases for the company, and she is highly trusted by her employers. One day, she joins Oh Kyung-suk's campaign. Oh Kyung-suk, once again, is played by Moon So-ri, to become the mayor of Seoul. Oh Kyung-suk is a human rights lawyer who often went up against Eunsung Group. She decided to run for mayor with the goal of fighting for the weak. Yes, I just need to make this comment. Oh Kyung-suk, like, that character is so wholesome, so righteous. Like, the fact that someone like her can exist, I was just like, what the hell? Like, if we had everyone like her, this world would definitely be a better place. So yeah, I really appreciated that they showed that, and she kind of changed Hwang Do-yi. There's a lot of character development for Hwang Do-yi. During the election, Oh Kyung-suk and Hwang Do-yi often butt heads with differing opinions, but they strive for the same end goal, that is to make Oh Kyung-suk the mayor of Seoul. I do think this is an amazing plot synopsis. It doesn't give away too much, but then it's also like gives you something. I told you guys I went into this for Kim Tae-hoon. Well, I didn't go into it for him, but like I was excited to watch because of him. And he actually plays the ex-husband of Hwang Do-yi. So it was quite interesting because like I don't understand why he keeps playing characters like this. What's more funny is like the person who played his ex-wife in Navalera, she also played a character in this drama. Yeah, I just needed to tell you guys what Kim Tae-hoon played. Listen to the episode I made on him. If you want to know dramas, you can check out for him. Most people don't know who he is. I'm not surprised. But yeah, so that is the plot synopsis of Queen Maker. Like I said, I'm not telling you guys any more characters because I don't want to spoil it. It is a 2023 K-drama, if I'm not mistaken. So check it out if you want to or not. I'm going to wrap up here by doing the outro and then we'll get into the notes. Okay, so thank you so much guys for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. If you like content like this, and if you don't mind, please check out previous episodes and come back for more and new content. Alrighty guys, 안녕. Okay, so I'm going to read the notes I made. I will expand on them if I have to. I'm going to read them verbatim. Y'all know how this goes. I'm going to read them verbatim. If I have to expand, I will. If not, I'm just going to move on. And also, I do realize that whenever I am reading the notes, I always have like a transition phrase. But the thing is like, it's always the same. So like after every note, I'm like, I see a note I made or something I said. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to read the note, expand if I have to, move on to the next one. Like, I'm not going to abide by that, but let's see it. Okay, I'm going to start with the three issues that I said. So the first one is the fact that Carl Yoon did not get punished. I was just like, question mark, like, why does he get to go scot-free when everyone else had an implication for what they did? But then again, it's like, I'm not surprised because there are a lot of bad people who do stuff and they get away with it. So I just want to say, like, he was lucky enough to get away with it. This is also something that makes me think there might be a season two. Because think about it, like, he was kind of responsible for something else in the past. He got away with it. And now he also got away with this one. So I'm like, there might be a season two where we see, like, he finally gets punished. And also, why we think there might be a season two is because at the end, a guy walks in. So Hwang Do-yi, she's in jail. And a guy walks in and he is like, I'm gonna need your help. So I'm thinking there might be a season two where she makes someone else a queen. She does actually make them queens. But anyway, so I am looking forward to that if they do have a season two. And then the second issue is like the mole didn't get caught. I just like question mark once again because So, like, do they not know that she was doing it? But then again, once again, like, I'm not surprised, because a lot of people do get away with stuff that they do. So, yeah. And then the third one that isn't valid is, like, I wish the exes ended up together. I don't know. This doesn't have any romance at all, but I just wish, like, Kim Tae-hoon and he played Jung-suk. Because, like, the person who was trying to make Mayor would always call his name. Bro, that woman is so crazy. Actually, that character was played by Jin Kyung. I feel like they have ruined Jin Kyung for me. Like, starting with Melancholia, I was just like, what is wrong with this woman? And now her character in this, I was just like, what the hell? But anyway, so I wish Jin-suk and Do-hee ended up together. Because he obviously still loves her. Like, he cares about her. I don't know about her, though. I don't know if she has feelings for him, but I just think it would be cute if they end up together. And I think the only reason why I was thinking they would do that is because, like, I watched Navalera and he ended up with his ex-wife. Sorry if that's a spoiler. But once again, this section will have spoilers of a lot of dramas. So just be aware. Actually, not a lot of dramas, but if I do mention a drama, then it will have a spoiler. Anyway, the point is, those were the issues that I had with this, but it doesn't take away from the fact that this drama is an amazing drama. I know I'm talking super fast. It's because I want to be done with this in 30 minutes, and I've been recording for 20, so I have 10 more minutes to get through the notes that I made. Episode 1 thoughts. The people who take advantage of the Me Too movement are trash, but then she wasn't lying? Dang, the scene of her falling to the car looked so real. Yes, I do want to mention that the accident scenes in this was epic. Or were epic. And it's interesting because I remember when I was recording for Reborn Rich, I also talked about the fact that the accident scenes were so, like, realistic. So I don't know why directors are putting so much effort into making the accident scenes look real. But then I guess, yeah, whatever. There was actually another part where, like, a car was supposed to hit Do-hee. Like, they actually showed the car brushing her back. Like, I don't know how they did that, but wow, the accident scenes look so real. And yes, so basically in the beginning, a secretary is sexually assaulted, but that fool, I'm just gonna spoil it, guys, I'm sorry. So the villain, what is his name? How do I not know his name? And it is so interesting because I watched him in My Father is Strange and I really loved his character there. Like, the only other places I've seen this dude, he's always been like a fluffy character. So it was weird to see him as the villain. And that's played by Roo Soo-young. And he plays Big Jimin. Ugh, the name irks me. Anyway, so Big Jimin sexually assaults his secretary. But then he tells Do-hee, this is when Do-hee is still working for the family. He tells Do-hee that his secretary is trying to blackmail him. Like, when the secretary is like, I'm going to let the world know what you did. So then Do-hee goes to fire her because Do-hee genuinely believed Jimin. That guy was so fake, but he was so smart because he knew the right things to say and he knew how to get people on his side. So anyway, so she goes to fire Isil. Isil is the secretary and blah, blah, blah. Isil ends up falling from the roof and everyone thinks that she died by suicide. But we see at the end that he actually pushed her. Like, I think this was predictable. Everyone knew he probably had something to do with it. And it was so weird because, like, before he pushed her, he made sure, like, no cameras were on the building. Like, this guy was just so evil. Wow. Anyway, at first, I was mad thinking, like, how can this girl want to take advantage of the Me Too movement and whatever? Because that was the story he made, like, when he was telling Hwang Do-hee. But then it was actually, like, heart-wrenching when I found out, and also when Hwang Do-hee found out that she wasn't lying. And so that's why Hwang Do-hee was like, she needs to get justice for Isil and they need to take down Big Jimin, because he started running for mayor as well and they were like, this guy's evil, we cannot let him be the leader of Seoul. So yeah, I feel like I just spoiled this drama, but once again, you shouldn't be listening if you don't want spoilers. Some men are scum. I really like the actor and My Father is Strange, but I guess I'll be hating him here. No form of change or apology or suffering can redeem that fool. Also, they tried it with the pic of him and those kids on the wall. Why they gotta be kids of color? People of color are not only good for charity showcase. Yes, I have talked about this before. Y'all know how I feel about this nonsense of having black kids be on your missionary poster. Like, I don't even want to get into it. But once again, stop using black kids just to show that you're doing charity. Like, black kids are much more worth than that. Wow, English wants to embarrass me right now when I'm trying to be serious. Anyway, the point is, stop it. Okay, stop it. Like, go somewhere else to do your charity work. Go somewhere else. Stop saying you're going to Africa without even specifying what country you're going to. Anyway, so I said, I don't know who's worse, the chairwoman or the son-in-law. Yes, this was actually crazy. Like, the chairwoman, she was obsessed with her building, and anything they tried to get in the way, she was like, you gotta go. So that was actually really weird. I actually don't know who's worse, because at the end, spoiler, but she ends up killing Big Jimmy, and I'm just like, what the hell? She was trying to use him to become mayor, because if he is mayor, then he's gonna let everything that they do slide, and like, she can get away with a lot of dangerous safety issues that she doesn't want to comply with. So it was interesting that she actually killed him. Anyway, I love that the women are vital parts of this drama. A possible moral could be women power, just like she said, women helping women for a just world. I love it. Yes, and I'm saying women. Actually, I think I said woman, but women, not woman. Either way, like, women empowerment, woman power, period. That's all that matters. Kim Tae-hoon's character is always divorced or about to be divorced. That's so funny. I love the scene of the attorney indirectly saying she would run for mayor, and she walked out of the hall with Do-hee, period. It's almost like the wife versus the ex-husband, since they're behind two different candidates. Yes, so Kim Tae-hoon was on the campaign team of another opponent, and Hwang Do-hee was obviously backing up Oh Kyung-suk. So is like ex-wife versus ex-husband. I think that was really cute, because like, he obviously cares about his ex-wife, and I was just like, wow. Then Oh Kyung-suk is so immoral. I love when she scolded her son for being rude to the elders, even though he did it to protect her. It was tough though. She isn't there for him because she is fighting for other weak ones in the world, but then he needs her. Her only fault is not being a good mom, because she's being a good person to the world. Yes, this was actually pretty sad, because her son was like, I need you, but you're never there. Like, you're fighting for other people, but then you're neglecting your family, which kind of sucks, because I'm like, so I don't know who to root for. Like, she's so wholesome, she is so righteous, she really wants to make the world a better place, but because of that, it's like, she's not really a present mom, if that makes any sense. And I love the fact, yeah, like, even though her son was like being rude to protect her, she was like, is this what I taught you? Is this how I taught you to talk to your elders? Blah, blah, blah. Wow, she's just so moral. I really love this character. I love the camera shots whenever people are conversing, and the transitions are also epic. Sigh, why do all the characters smoke? I told you guys about that. The fact that many of them used real life situations to make up lies makes me question if everyone who claims certain things have also been victims of just lying as a shield. I don't know what the hell I was saying, but I think I'm referring to how all the candidates who were running for mayor, like, bro, they would lie and they would do whatever they could to just get that position of mayor. I was just like, what the hell? Sun Young has been playing irritating characters, even in Crash Course in Romance. When she lied about the embezzlement, I was pissed off. Episode 6 really got on my nerves. The fact that she cared about the traitor, I love the scene where she confronted her, but then she cared about the fact that she wasn't dressed properly for the weather, and then it led to a hug, and then she confessed. Literally, the saying, kill them with kindness. Okay, I was referring to two different people. So number one, Sun Young, she was one of the moms in Reply 1988. I think that is the most popular thing of her. I hated her character in Crash Course in Romance. And then in this, she was also a character that got on my nerves, because she was supposed to betray Oh Kyung-suk and lie about something that really affected Oh Kyung-suk's, like, reputation. But then Oh Kyung-suk went to confront her, and instead of being mad, like, she was actually more concerned about the fact that the woman wasn't dressed properly for the weather. Like, she took off her scarf and she gave it to her, and then the woman started crying, and obviously she confessed, like, obviously that she lied, and it was just so precious. It was so precious. I really love Oh Kyung-suk. The one way to get moms is through their kids. Once they mention that they'll harm their schooling or their lives, then they choose to go with the flow. That's precious but sad at the same time. Like, that's how they were able to get Sun Young to betray Oh Kyung-suk as well, because they were like, didn't your son just get into university? Or, like, you know how they're like, I heard your child is in the U.S. studying, you wouldn't want to, like, do anything to harm them, would you? Like, they try to blackmail them using their children, and moms are just like, yes, don't harm my child, harm me, kind of thing. That's precious, but once again, it is sad. And it's kind of toxic if you think about it. But anyway, let's not get into that. I love that my baby was the one who made everything right by playing the recording. Thankfully, he is not a bad person. Yes, I really didn't want Kim Tae-hoon to play a bad character, so I love that he was also, like, righteous in a sense. And then he ended up working with Oh Kyung-suk's campaign. Oh, he's just so fine. When he walked into the building, I was like, yes, sir. You know, this is so weird. This is so random, but I love the way Kim Tae-hoon walks. Like, I know, I am crazy, but he's just really fine. The heartfelt conversation with her son when he said he is a mini rhino. Oh, my heart. Yes, I love that scene. Episode 8, more drama and more betrayals. I hope they wrap up and keep it as good as they have for 8 episodes. Yes, I was really anxious that they might mess up the ending, but they did a pretty good job in my opinion. Some men though, WTF. The fact that that piece of S-word still had supporters says a lot about politics. I kept laughing out of disbelief. Yes, like I was just like, this guy is blatantly a monster and yet he still has supporters. That says a lot about politics. And I was just like getting flashbacks of a certain like person. We all know who I'm referring to. Okay, no, that was really intense. Maybe he's not a monster, but no, like Baek Jin-min is a monster, but the person I was thinking of. Anyway, the point is, let's move on. I hope they wouldn't ruin the thrill for all the leading up in the last episode. It's all about women protecting women, because they even wanted to shield Guk Ji-yeon from danger, even though she was low-key evil. Yes, so Guk Ji-yeon, she was actually played by a character from Mine. What? She was actually played by an actress who played a character in Mine. And I was low-key excited to see her at first, but then I hated the fact that she played a similar role, because she is another secretary of Baek Jin-min who he has an affair with. So I was just like, what is wrong with this woman? But the fact that like they wanted to protect her even though like she was on Baek Jin-min's side, like they were like, she is a victim, she just doesn't know that she is one of his victims. Because this guy was so good, like he knew the right words to tell women to get them on his side, and that kind of showed like women are emotional. This is actually one of my opinion. I don't want to say it like it is a fact, but like we all know hormones do play a role in making women more emotional, and like she was pregnant too, so it was really easy for him to get her on his side. But then she was also trying to do something to like keep herself safe, so then he planned to kill her and disguise it as suicide. And something I actually love is the fact that even though he planned to do that, that was the way he died, because they killed him and disguised it as suicide. Their wardrobe, period. Yes, their stylist need erased. Only character sometimes I didn't like her outfits were Oh Kyung-suk's. I was just like, why is she wearing that? But then Hwang Do-hee, oh my gosh, that woman, like how does she keep her body in shape? Like wow, I am in love with that character as well. Like, period. Like, Hwang Do-hee, wow. I keep saying period. I don't know what this persona is. I'm sorry. The last episode was still keeping me on my toes. I was reacting with my whole body. I got goosebumps when the women came to defend her in the last episode. I love when she used Ilse's phone to call him and when she played the recording. Yes. Yes, I really love that part. Like, she basically put her life at risk because he was gonna kill her if she didn't talk about who killed his dad. And that's actually an important part of this drama, because the only person I think Baek Jin-min truly loved was his dad. So like when he found out the truth about how his dad died, it was like, dang, like that was a stab in his heart. And so she knew when to say it to get him to become weak, if that makes any sense. And also an interesting part of this drama is that the cufflinks were symbolic. So his dad also had a cuffling who that was taken away when everything was crumbling for him. And then Baek Jin-min, when he sexually assaulted Isu, she also yanked off his cuffling, and when she fell from the roof, that was how Hwang Do-hee was able to know that Isu wasn't lying, because Isu was holding onto the cuffling and Hwang Do-hee saw it. So like that was Isu's message to Hwang Do-hee. And it was just interesting that like Baek Jin-min, like at his dad's, you know where to put the ashes, he has his dad's cufflink right there. But it's interesting, like he also did something evil and his cuffling was what the dead person was holding on to. I don't know, I just think the connection was quite interesting. I don't think I did it justice by explaining, but anyway, I think it was a huge symbol. And the fact that like Karyun really didn't get any repercussions for what he did. Anyway, there might be a season 2, so maybe they will clarify that. I love this drama, a solid 10 out of 10 for me. I can't wait to show my mom, because this is the kind of drama that she loves. Yes, like I said, I was gonna give this a 10, but now I'm saying a solid 9. And yes, I will be showing my mom, because I know what to show her to get her like pumped up. So his dad is the only thing he truly loved, blah blah blah. I explained that. The fact that the chairwoman only cared about her shop and building and he had to take the blame for it. History repeating itself. Yes, his dad also had to take the blame for something, if I'm not mistaken. And he also had to take the blame, and he was killed but disguised as suicide. But then his dad actually died by suicide. I don't know if I'm satisfied with him dying, but then I also think nothing else would have been better. I love that the way he planned for Jiyeon to die is how he did. I'm not trusting my drama list ratings no more. This is so good, but it has an 8.2 WTF. Yes, I was so shocked when I saw it only had an 8.2. I was also somewhat excited to see the lady from Mine. Oh, I explained that. But she played a similar role, so I have mixed feelings. I completed May 18th. It is super good. I recommend. And yes, that is all the notes that I made, or the ones I want to read. So it's actually not that far away. It's actually not as far back as I thought it was. Anyway, I think I might put the notes section like in the blooper section. So there will be a beep before we get into the notes, just to like notify everyone that we are getting into the spoiler section of this episode, if that makes any sense. But yeah, it was so good. It's such a good drama. And let me just tell you guys right now, it has a poor rating on my drama list. I'm not sure why, but ignore that, because honestly, if I had seen the rating, I wouldn't have completed it. So I actually didn't search this drama at all while I was watching, because I wanted to avoid spoilers. And I'm glad I did once again, because I really am glad that I completed the drama. It is so good. But then again, this is the first... It's actually not the first type of drama I'm watching. Wait, that makes no sense. But like, it's not the first time I'm watching this type of drama. But for some reason, this one was just like so good. It was so good. Like, they did a pretty good job. And something I was like anxious about was the fact that I thought it would have a weak wrap up. Like, I would love a drama, y'all know this, I would love a drama for the first 13 episodes and then they just ruin it at the end. But this one, even in the last episode, I was like, dang, I was reacting with my entire body, guys. Like, there was a time I was watching this and I actually got out of my chair and I was like, yo, it is so good. It is so freaking good. We're still in May, so I have to put out one more content because we still have the 30th. So I don't know if this is gonna go out on June 10th or the 20th, but you will hear it sometime in June. And they were smoking a lot in this drama, and that was something that actually like irked me. Y'all know how I feel about smoking. Do not smoke, guys. Do not smoke. Smoking is not good. Do not smoke. And they kept smoking, and it was just like, oh my gosh, like even the teenagers too. I was like, what is this nonsense? And there was a part that Kim Tae-hoon, I was like, no, my baby. I had to skip because I don't want to ruin his image. And I hope he doesn't smoke in real life. I hope no one smokes. Anyway, I just really don't like smoking, but anyway, the point is, this has a lot of intense, heavy concepts, if that makes any sense. So don't go into it if you cannot handle it. I have been recording for 37 minutes. Lord, I just hope this does not disappear again. Like, I'm going to be so pissed if I just wasted 40 minutes of my life again. So that's all the notes that I made. Only update I wanted to let you guys know is, like, I listened to an episode where I told you guys that if a drama has less than 12 episodes, or if it has 12 episodes, or less than 16, I should say, then it is an amazing drama. But scratch that, because I just remember that Level Up is a drama that had 12 episodes. And that drama was so boring. I talked about it on the episode I titled, I watched these dramas so you don't have to. You can check out that episode. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. So I guess I'm going to end here. If you guys never hear this, then whoop. But okay, peace.